Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Did anyone put on any special headgear today in honor of National Hat Day? In our house, we celebrated by all wearing hats at dinner. My daughter went with her junior ranger hat. My son wore the firefighter helmet that had been part of his Halloween costume. My wife chose a baseball cap, and I grabbed my Santa hat. It was quite a scene. Well, this week we've been focusing on the practice of prayer. We'll wrap up tomorrow with what we can do after we say amen, so tonight seems like a good time to think back over what we've learned and to try to put it all together. As a way of starting, why don't you all get the conversation rolling first? I would love for you to take a few moments and share either something you learned about prayer this week or any questions you might have about prayer. So maybe you really liked learning about Brother Lawrence praying while he was washing dishes, or how John Wesley said even sleeping could be a way of praying if we head to bed knowing that God is with us. Or maybe you've got more questions about what it means to listen for God. Go ahead and share with your family, and if you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. You know, some of the things you just shared might make for great listener mail submissions. I'd love to know what you're learning about prayer. And if you have a question for me about prayer, Grace Harbor, or anything else we've talked about on the show, you can send those in too. If you're interested, have your adult check the show notes for details. Okay, as we walk through what we've learned, we're going to build a prayer, allowing us to practice this discipline together. So, we began the week talking about God's presence, the idea that God is with us and ready to listen. Sometimes we notice God's presence through a feeling, like a feeling of peace or a feeling of being loved. Sometimes we won't feel it, and that's okay too. Remember how my son was playing and would ask for my help without even looking up to see if I was in the room with him? He trusted that I was there, and we can trust that God is there too. So, before we start with the words of our prayer, why don't you take 10 seconds to take a deep breath and imagine that God is giving you a big hug. Now we can begin our prayer knowing that we aren't just talking into the air, but we're talking to the God who is right here. So, let's start with this. Dear God, I thank you that you are with me and ready to listen to my prayers. The second thing we learned this week is that prayer is a conversation. This means we can talk to God like we talk to our adult or one of our best friends. We can share whatever's on our mind, including what we appreciate about them, what's going on in our life, or any questions we have. Let's try that. God, one of my favorite things about you is that you're so creative and have made such a beautiful and interesting world. I get to live in a world with rivers and mountains, birds and bugs, sunsets and shooting stars, and I love it. I also really love my friends, and I'm grateful that you've surrounded me with people who love me. Another thing we talked about on Tuesday is that if prayers are conversations, it means we need to do more than just talk, but we need to listen too. Sometimes God's voice comes as a feeling in our heart or thoughts in our head. That can happen while we're listening during prayer, or God can choose to respond to us later. God might do that through the things that happen to us or around us, through the words or actions of others, or through reading or listening to the Bible. Let's invite God to speak, and then take another 10 seconds to pause and take a deep breath. God, I pause now to let you know that I'm listening. If there's something you'd like to say, you can do it now. I'll also do my best to keep my heart open for ways you may want to respond to me later. yesterday and today, we learned two important things about how and when we can pray. We first said that God wants our honest prayers, meaning prayer isn't just for when we're feeling happy and full of love. God wants to know when we're mad or sad or scared. When we trust God with our honest prayers, we're inviting God to be with us, even during the tough times. Then this morning, we built on that idea by saying that prayer is for all times and all places. Just like we don't have to wait until we're happy to pray, we also don't have to wait until we're sitting in church or we're still and quiet or we feel like we have all the right words. If we feel like we want to pray, then we can, knowing that God is listening. So let's close our episode tonight by finishing off our prayer. God, thank you that you want to hear all of my prayers, even when I'm upset or don't have all the right words. Thank you that you're listening no matter where I am or what I'm doing. You're the greatest friend I could ever have. Help me to know, love, and trust you more. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, sleep well, and I'll talk to you in the morning.